The Rams' tight end room was supposed to be impossible to keep whole. They kept it whole. The initial 53 carries all five. Tyler Higbee, Colby Parkinson, Terrence Ferguson, Davis Allen, and rookie Max Clair. Per Michael Mathieu at the Sporting Tribune, the tight ends who left were outside that group. Mark Redman traded to Green Bay and Dan Valeri waived, per Cameron DeSilva at Rams Wire. That contradicts us directly. A week ago, this episode said Cutdown would test a five-man group that almost certainly cannot all stay. They all stayed. The prediction missed, and the miss cuts two ways for Ferguson. He is on the roster, but the room above and around him was not thinned either. The snapshare fight he has to win is still five men deep. The other half of last week's watch item, a snap and target split from the finale, never materialized because the regular starters were rested Thursday, per Adam Wells at Bleacher Report, and no recap in the window charted tight end usage at all. There is also no Ferguson-specific reporting this week. No quote, no practice note, no rep count. His last cited evidence remains the August 20th joint practice, where he kept winning over the middle with Matthew Stafford throwing. Back in June, we said Ferguson's promotion had to be won rather than inherited in one of football's deepest tight end rooms, and August built the case. National buzz, then first team production in front of the quarterback whose trust decides the job. This week, the roster answered a different question than the one we asked. Nobody was subtracted, so nothing was decided. The case is intact, and the competition is intact with it. And the first snap counts that matter get taken in Melbourne. We'll return when the room takes the field for real. Data via NFL Verse.